Sri Lanka after the first half, gutted, very disappointed, knowing that we're a very good minor team. Went in at half time, four goals down. It's hard for any team to come out in the second half then. Came out in the second half and totally dominated, you know, brought it back to 3 points. And at one stage we looked set to win this, you know, but just ran out of legs just near the end of it, you know. Lads were had to put in such an effort to claw back four goals, which is a massive ask for any minor. But look, I'm very proud, and I suppose the biggest thing for me is that we proved here this evening in this second half that we are a good minor team. We have an exceptionally young team here. 14 of this panel are underage again next year. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of them lack experience at this level. And they came up against a top-class minor team here in Tipperary, who beat Cork last weekend. So I've taken a lot out of today, I'll be honest with you. Of course, we're gutted, we're disappointed, but I'm looking forward to 2 weeks' time.
How good was that goal from Shane Power in the second half, James?
Excellent. Look, he's a top-class player. He's a young lad who's underage again next year, like, you know. But we've a lot of those type players throughout the field, you know, from the full back line all the way up along. It's just getting the bit of experience and just getting the belief into these lads again. Like I said, we see it 3-4 days a week at training all the time. We've seen it in challenge games. We've beat most teams in Leinster, but Munster hurling is where it is. That the Munster championship is cutthroat, you know. But look, like I said, I'm very proud of the second half. Disappointed that we lost, but roll on 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, how much belief will that second half performance give the group, James, ahead of Cork in 2 weeks' time?
I would say huge, Tomás, being honest with you. Look, at this level, this is the first time that these lads have played at this level in front of a crowd like that. You know, they're going to be nervous and they're going to be on the back foot and they're going to be waiting for things to happen. You can't wait for things to happen out here. You must make it happen. And that's why, you know, this second half was hugely important. If we had continued the second half like the first half, I'd be absolutely gutted and I wouldn't know what to say to you now, I'll be honest with you. But now, look, I do think that these lads have a future, and I just want them to get that championship win under their belt, because I think we can move on from there.
And you could hear the noise levels rising in the stand in the second half. James, I'm sure you'd like to see another big Waterford turnout here for Cork on a fortnight.
Oh, look, Tomás, it's a must. You know, like I said, you know, trying to win championships in Munster for Waterford have always been tough. But the more support that we can get into that stand over across there, you'd see the way it was lifting the players as we were going. So I'd urge every single real Waterford support and Waterford to come out and support these lads, because these are the future of our senior team in 5 or 6 years' time, you know. So we need to get behind them and show them what it's like. Look, I stood on that sideline over there and I could hear the people roar, and I tell you, to put the hairs on the back of your neck standing on that sideline. So if it was doing that to me over there, I'm sure it was giving these lads more energy and energy all the time out in the field. We need more of that, Tomás.